I'm Steve, creator of the geocaching rock band, The Travelogues, and you are listening to Geocaching Down Under with your host, Purple Cache Eater.
G'day everybody, how are we all doing? Welcome to episode number 11. Oh my goodness, cannot believe this year is nearly over. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you're having a good evening and ready for another fun-filled show. If you're not aware or know me, I am Purple Cash Eater, and tonight I'll be joined by some special guests, Hev Walker and Scramping. They are part of the South Australia Mega Committee, and we're going to be talking about Australia's first one-day mega to be held in Adelaide, South Australia, early next year. So stick around to find out all the details about that. Don't forget, you are able to chat to one another in the chat room, wherever it is, Facebook, YouTube, to the side, down the bottom. But please do keep it PG as, you know, there are children also watching as well. So please be respectful of one another as well. Put your questions in the chat if I don't get to them in the show, and we will ask Scramping and Hev Walker for you. We've also got another winner for the GDU Photo of the Month for October. So wait for the end of the show to see the winning picture. Maybe it was yours. You got to stick around and find out. Don't forget, we've also got a couple of prizes to give away tonight. Well, actually, there's four prizes in total. So make sure you don't go anywhere. You've got to be watching live to win those prizes as well. I'd like to just give a quick thanks and shout out to my sponsors. So special thanks to LK Consulting Group, geostuff.com.au and See My Shell, sponsors of the show. So thank you very much for your support. Very much appreciated there. Also, I will pop this in the chat room now so you can see. Now that I want it, it is gone. There it is. Okay, so if you'd be like to enter into the prizes for tonight, you just need to go to www.tinyurl.com/GDU wheel. And I will put that in the chat room there for you all as well. Please hold. Copy that. So that's going in there. And you will need to pop in the keyword, which tonight is Adelaide. Really tricky, I know. Don't forget to put in your geocaching name and email address so I can contact you if you are the winner. Everyone has a chance to win a prize. So don't forget to go to tinyurl.com/GDU wheel. Enter in your details, pop in the code word. The code word is case sensitive too, so it does need to be a capital A for Adelaide. I will put that back up throughout the show so that you can enter yourself in the draw, but you can do that straight away. Okay, let's have a quick look and see who's joining us live this evening. Who have we got here? Up first, we've got Nelzarama. G'day. Thanks for joining us. Gliss. Woohoo! Already planning your Adelaide trip. Love it. We've also got Strange Trousers here from Canberra as well. Thanks for joining us live, mate. Really appreciate it. We've also got Jess as well, DFCJRK219. Thanks for joining us, love. Really cool to see you. We've also got GWD Aussie from Eastern Victoria. Thank you for joining us live. We've also got OzFox all the way from Victoria. Thank you for joining us. And we've got Darren Archer as well. We've got James0116 here. We've got Gay joining us live on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. We've got Jono. Thanks for joining us. We've also got Robert on Facebook joining us as well. Thank you so much. Turtle284 as well. Julie, hello, hello. How you going? Oh, one of my new Patreons, Froggy Pancakes, joining us live on Facebook. Thanks for joining us very much. Baz Gilmore also here. Shorefoot24 from Phillip Island. G-Triple-H. Team Astro, we got Datsun116, another Patreon. Thanks for joining live. Oh, where did you go? Bernie H is also joining us live. Thanks for joining us live, mate. Lisa Our coolest one is also here as well. And look out, we've got Contesta as well joining us on Facebook. DTY is making an appearance. That's so cool. Barnsley's even joining us from Western Australia. Nice and early for you over there, mate. What's it, 4:30 in the afternoon? We've also got Allied Oz joining us from Western Australia as well. We've got Isa Peter joining us. We've also got Greg and Jen from Western Australia, another early bird. We got Team Crumble. Oh, from Adelaide. Love it. Team Crumble. I like that name. That's cool. We got Low One. Low Rider. I like it. Team Casho, another Patreon. Thanks for joining us live. Doomy16. And we've got Snappy Tomcats. Also managed to make it live tonight. Kitty Catch joining us live. Who else have we got here? We got from Darwin, we got Jot205. Thanks for joining us live, mate. And Chook and Chunk have made it joining us live on YouTube. Thanks for that. Thank you, everyone, for watching live. Well, as I say, it is a big show tonight, so let's get into it. We'll start by kicking off the show with our favourite welcome, as everybody loves.
Welcome to the show.
Geocaches, muggles, viewers
and listeners. Over to you, PCE.
Let's get on with the show.
Love it. Thanks, Canberra crew. That is awesome. Oh, dear. All righty. So we have got next event coming up is a new one. So let me just pop it in here so I can share that with you real quick. There we go. All right. So let me pop this one up on the screen for you. So this one is going to be held at the Wasp Head Earth Cache, which is located at South Durres on the New South Wales South Coast. Now, this event is going to be GCA F1PV, and that's Vincennial of Discovery, celebrating the Wasp Head Earth Cache. It's about 20 kilometres north of Batemans Bay. So from Sydney, it takes about 3 3/4 hours drive to get there and just over 2 hours from Canberra. So well within reach of many geocaches. This is a BYO everything event. So it's a meet and greet activity commencing at 3 p.m. But BYO food, drink, seat, sun, hat, screen, sunscreen, gazebo, whatever you want. And that one is celebrating Australia's first Earth Cache, which was actually the first Earth Cache in the world, I believe. I could be wrong on that. I think I might be confusing that with the virtual. But, so that event is going to be held at Wasp Head on the 13th of January. So if you can get along to that one. Next big event on after that one will be, surprise, surprise, the Great Leap Forward. So the Great Leap Forward, that one's going to be held, we'll go into more detail there for you, but it's 29th of February in Adelaide at the Woodville South Community Club. We will go into more detail for you there, so let me just get rid of that one. And then next year as well, we've got the Capital Geobash at Easter time in 2024. So that one there is GC9PNFB. That's GC9PNFB. And the Oz Mega Committee will be hosting the Capital Geobash. That's going to be Easter 2024. You can log your will attend now on GC9PNFB. Also, make sure you go to the website, which is, let me just get that one for you, and I'll pop that in the chat. So you can go and log your will attend as well. So don't forget, log your will attend on GC and then also go to the website to register. That way you get your welcome pack as well. So let me get rid of that one there. There we go. And then I have just been informed recently of an event that's going to be held in Dunedin. So that one, where'd my banner go? Or have I not put one in? No, I haven't put one in. Let me put one in here for you. So this one is Geotoroya. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to that. How embarrassing. There it is there. So it's GCA 7ZHD in Dunedin, New Zealand on the 27th of October next year. So close to a year to get planning for that one. They are hoping this one gets to a mega as well. And it's going to be held at the Sharks Rugby Football Club in Dunedin. So that one should be nice and easy for you to get to. If you can, make sure you try and get to that one. That should be really cool. All right, so we'll move on quickly on to souvenirs. So happening right now between the 9th and the 19th is the GIF Awards. That is the Geocaching International Film Festival. It's celebrating 10 years this year. So if you can get along to a GIF event, you will get a souvenir for attending one or hosting one. A bit late to submit your event now, but if you can, try and find one local near you. That's running between the 9th of November and the 19th. Simply watch the show reel. I believe there's 16 films to watch. And then at the end, there is a link for you to follow and you can vote for your favourite. So make sure you get on and do that one. The latest Cash In Trash Out Season 2 is running until the end of the month, till November 30. So you've still got time to get your Season 2 souvenir. And then the Goodbye 2023 is between the 24th of December and the 31st. I don't have a screen grab of that yet, but they will release that one soon. So let's get started with the show, shall we?
Welcome to the show!
Geocaches, muggles, viewers
and listeners, over to you, PCE.
Let's get on with the show!
Oh, I can't resist. I love it. Oh, dear. Awesome. All right. So tonight I'm joined by two very special guests indeed. So Hev Walker and Scramping. We're going to be finding out about Australia's first one-day mega in Adelaide, South Australia, early next year. So if you've got any questions for Hev Walker or Scramping, put them in the chat and I will try and get them displayed on the screen. But for now, let's bring them in to the chat. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
How are you this evening?
Yeah, really good, thanks. I'm great, thanks.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for joining us live.
That's all right. Pleasure.
That's great. Great. Well, let's get into it. So just a nice quick one to help people who familiarise themselves with you if they're not personally know you very well. Could you give us the story behind your caching names? Whoever wants to go first?
Well, I'm Hev Walker. My name's Heather Walker. It just makes sense. Hev Walker?
Hev Walker. I like it. Boom. Can't get it wrong.
That's it. And Scramping. I used to scrapbook when I went camping all the time. Now I don't have time to scrapbook because I'm too busy geocaching.
Ah, how the priorities have changed. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, dear. So and I'll just ask each of you, roughly how long have you been caching?
We've both been caching since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got my 16,000th one in Seattle in the US.
Wow.
I've just come back from there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. 16. How about you, Scramping?
My husband and I started caching back right in 2001, actually. But mm-hmm. we didn't know we had to actually sign up. And
right.
So we were just doing it with a friend and we just a few around the local area. And then got too expensive and we decided that we wouldn't do it and we couldn't afford it. And then Heather came along in 2015 and said, hey, I've got this great thing to do. So I joined her in 2015 and I've got 4,150, I think.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm inching towards 2,000. I'm getting there. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, let's get into why I've got you here tonight, the mega that you are on the committee for hosting it in Adelaide next year. So just give us a rough overview. Like, I've gone over dates and stuff, but if you want to just give us an overview of when it is.
Okay. So it's on Thursday, the 29th of February. Thursday because that's when the 29th fell.
Okay. Yes.
It's at the Woodville South Community Club in Woodville, yeah. There is parking on site mm-hmm. and street parking for those who want to park on the streets. So
that's great. Awesome.
That's a very quick overview.
That's awesome. So in terms of the event, is there going to be an event program highlighting or showing what's going to be happening over the day?
Yep, there is. Mm-hmm. So we've just got some final details to iron out before it actually gets published. We're still organising, like there's going to be an event on that Thursday night and we're still, that will be at the community club and we're still working out with them how that's going to look. Mm-hmm. We're going to do an event on the Wednesday, the Friday lunch, and also on the Saturday there will be an event and a cito. So okay. We do have side events, but yes. The main one, but they won't be at the community club. They'll be just mm-hmm. side events that people can attend.
Right, yeah. And it's a bit tricky too with event stacking too, so you've got to be a bit careful of that too.
Yeah, that's right. During the day there's going to be workshops and some sessions. Mm-hmm. And then the evening of the event, there's going to be a state versus state tug of war.
Oh, okay.
So we need teams of 12 or yes. up to 12 to, so get your teams ready for the state versus state tug of war. So that'll okay. be a bit of fun.
Oh, that'll be fun. Team of 12, get your team of 12 ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we could do an international as well because we've got international
as well. Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's exciting. Yeah. Oh, cool. All righty. So can people buy merchandise and when does that close?
So merchandise is up on the website at the moment. We've got path tags, geocoins, several different options for shirts. We've got adult shirts, children's shirts, some fun shirts. Which
I've actually
think
got some pictures. Photos. So yeah. Let's start with the kids' shirt. This is the kids' shirt here.
So these are T-shirts, not the official polo shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so then this one here is for adults.
Yeah, that's an adult shirt, T-shirt.
And then we've got the geocaching in South Australia takes balls as well.
So they are the fun T-shirts.
The fun T-shirts.
And then we have... the polo shirt as
well. This one is the official. It's got the green piping with the logo, your name, and is ability to have the travel code on it as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's all in the on the website in the merchandise section.
In the shop.
Also, we have a wide brim hat. We're really trying to be sun smart. Being February, it could be really hot, so we're going to try and make sure that everyone is sun smart and sun safe.
Good.
What else is there? Let's have a look. Orders for T-shirts and polo shirts and hats are around January, end of January. Mm-hmm. So you can pop that in. We'll be having notifications coming up on our page, cache page, so that people will know, getting it's closing soon or anything like that.
Yes.
And Geo Stuff will be having their shop as well. So, that'll be great. Yeah.
Great. So you can get your supplies or anything you need there. That's great. Awesome. That's cool. All righty. And in terms of accommodation for people, what are their options?
So there's no on-site accommodation, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of accommodation around Adelaide from all the way down to the beach, close by in the city, everything from caravan parks through to top-end accommodation, so you've got your choice. And there is a list on the website.
Perfect.
That gives some ideas.
Go to geocachingsa.com.au and have a look for all the information there as well. And I believe, it's quite central, Woodville is
it
quite
It is.
Central.
We made it that way.
Yeah.
We made it so it could be like a fly-in, fly-out if they really wanted to.
And easy to get to on public transport as well.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we've been informed that good idea to get into the accommodation fairly quickly because there is a Pink concert in Adelaide.
On the Wednesday.
Okay. All right. So everyone
will
be getting
early, Brother Pink.
Right. I think she's probably sold out.
Yeah.
So we'll just go stand outside.
Yeah, well, that might be a good idea.
Maybe we have an event there.
Yeah, we'll have a flash mob
Wednesday night,
and we'll have a pre-event event. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
tonight might be occasion.
You never know, Laz, if she's got time. All right, so that's in terms of accommodation. It's pretty central CBD, but there is a massive Pink concert on at the same time. So make sure you get organised with your accommodation now. I know, right, Heidi? We'll need the cido after the concert. Pick up all the
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
There you go. That's great. All right, well, Allied Oz, he's already got his flight and accommodation booked, so good job.
Yep.
Good job. Awesome. Now, in terms of path tags, if people were paying attention to socials, they've already seen what the path tags for the event looks like. But in terms of path tags, is there a path tag swap session organised?
There certainly is. That will be held between 12 and 1 on that day. And that will sort of coincide with the sausage sizzle that we're planning on having.
Ah, wonderful. Excellent. Yeah. That's great. All right.
We'll also have a trackable table as well.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Beat me to it.
Sorry.
That's okay. Oh, dear. Now, in terms of information for the show, I'm just going to put that one at the end. Is there a ribbon colour that you've organised for people if they're travelling in cars? That they
lovely can... green, nice green, just like out on our T-shirts.
Fabulous.
From
all right.
GeoVenture.
And left over from GeoVenture as well.
Ah, right.
So that's why we had to go green, because we had so much ribbon and lanyards left over from GeoVenture that didn't get used. Dearie. So we went, it's got to be green.
Oh, great.
It's got to be green. I love it. All right, so a darker green, not so bright green. But there you go. Excellent. Okay. So now in terms of GeoArt, I know a lot of mega events put out GeoArt. Are you guys putting out some GeoArt for the event?
We don't actually need to. There's so much GeoArt around South Australia and near Adelaide, and puzzles and everything else. I think we've got enough to keep everybody very, very busy. We will be having adventure labs, so that'll keep busy, and it is a one-day event, so we had to be a bit careful of how much we put
try
out
and
for
squeeze in for.
We want people to enjoy the day around the venue, and then they can go out other days if they have the time to do the geo art and the puzzles and everything else that's out there. Challenge cases and things.
That's great. Okay, so that's GeoArt. And in terms of a challenge series, are you putting one challenge series out, or is there plenty of those to cover?
There's a big challenge SFE, something for everyone challenge series in the Adelaide Hills.
Yes.
If they're keen to do that, it's you have to actually walk that one. So it might be better for those who are staying a bit longer than the one day.
Right.
Challenge cases, yeah.
Oh dear. Okay then. So challenges. You've got webcams down there too, don't you? A webcam?
We have two in the city. Yep. Two webcams still operational in the city. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not many of those left in Australia.
No, I think there's four in the Southern Hemisphere or something.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think it's really quite low. So you've got two.
Two in the city.
Awesome. All right. Well, factor those in. Don't forget webcams in Adelaide while you were there. Just going to throw this question in from Tank Engine Choo Choo. Will there be any gadget caches at the event?
Yes,
certainly will be.
Yeah, definitely. There'll be gadget caches. We are on to our gadget making people.
Fabulous.
And getting them up.
Great. Yep. Okay.
They'll be on site. Some of them a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get adventure labs that we put out around as well.
Okay, then. Great. Yeah. Okay, so adventure labs, gadget caches, that'll all be factored in. That's fantastic. Okay.
There's going to be so much to do in one day.
I know. That's the thing, isn't it? Like, you know, you've just got to commit to being there. on site for the day, follow the activities, do the social thing. It's going
to
be great.
And then the days either side, you're free to do what you like to do.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Turn up on, you know, a day early and then stay for the weekend.
Yeah.
Make the most of it. That way you can do the event, do the social, do your shopping, and then go out geocaching.
Yeah, that's it.
So you reckon it's going to be 12 for Western Australia already.
Well done.
Well done. Wow. For the tug of war.
Dear. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. We'll start at 6 a.m. Fit it all in.
Yeah.
We'll probably be there at 6 a.m.
It doesn't actually start until
10.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 a.m. Oh, okay. It's a bit later.
Yeah,
there 10. You go. Yeah. just confirming that one.
Yeah.
All right. So start at 10, and I I've already forgotten. What sort of time did you say it finishes up of a night time?
It finishes around 8:30, but mm-hmm. we've got a dinner event planned for that night.
Okay, then, right.
Yeah, sort of finish up and give out prizes and close it and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, then. Now, I know typically with events they need volunteers to help run them. Do you need more volunteers? And if you do, how do people let you know?
We will do a call out on the cash page for volunteers and on the website closer to the time, and then we'll know exactly what we need to do, who needs to be where, and how many people we need.
Great. Okay, so keep an eye out. I mean, you'll get an email if you have logged your will attend anyway.
Yes, definitely.
That's how we'll get a lot of the information out is through the announcements on the page. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've also got socials as well that you'll be putting that out on. And then obviously the website is
worked out.
Yeah.
we're having a few problems trying to get onto our Facebook.
You need one of these whippersnappers.
We'll work it out.
It's on the Geocaching SA website.
Great. Yeah. So if all else fails, just head over to geocachingsa.com.au/ and find your way to the event from there so you don't miss out on any of the announcements. That is great. Now, just before I let you go, I just have one more question for you. Yes. Can you give our viewers and listeners an exclusive? Is there anything?
We can. We have got two very special guests coming from Seattle.
Ah, okay.
They've been confirmed as attending our event. So
So you got some luckies.
Yes. Two luckies are coming. And I think we've got the job of looking after them.
Yep.
They're also on babysitting duty.
There'll be a green friend coming along as well.
Oh, fantastic. A hoppy green friend. I like it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, dear. I just got a quick question here from Mick Jordan joining us, Mick Jordan on Facebook. The shirts, will they be available on site or do they need to be pre-purchased?
T-shirts, I believe we're going to have some on site that people can order.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fun T-shirts.
Ones, yeah.
But they will be, they won't be able to be purchased. We'll just have samples there that they can order them if they want one.
Okay. But the event shirt, this one here, needs to be pre-purchased.
Yeah. The end of January, the orders will be in for that one.
Okay, great. Excellent. It gives you time to get them made and sent to you. That's awesome.
And the T-shirts, if you want them for the event, need to be in by the end of January as well.
Okay, then.
I believe that we're going to have some sample T-shirts available for ordering.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
Because they're just fun.
Yeah.
They are just fun, aren't they? I love them. Oh, dear. Okay, so that's all the questions I had for you lovely ladies this evening. But if anyone else has some more questions, pop them in the chat room now and I will ask the girls while I've still got them close at hand. But while you are putting your questions in there, I am just going to check on my entries for the prize wheel. Just bear with me one moment.
Yeah, it looks like the Victor Harbour webcam might be back online too by the sounds of it, so it's another one to go for.
Oh, really? So there'll be a third one?
Possibly, that's a fair way down the south, so that might be one you would like maybe to do on one of the other side days or something.
Yep. Right,
That's a bit further out of the city.
Right,
Down on the south coast.
Oh, okay, so a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, the penguin one, yeah.
Ah, okay then. No worries.
That was, I think, Fred, I was talking about that being back online as well. Mm. Sorry, we're just chatting amongst ourselves.
No, that's fine. That is fine. Okay. All righty. Well, let me just pop this up on the screen one more time. So if you are wanting to enter your name into the Wheel of Prizes, you can go to tinyurl.com/GDU Wheel. You need to enter in your geocaching name also the keyword Adelaide to go onto the wheel of names. Ooh. And you could be a winner of some awesome prizes. So stick around for that. Okay, let me have a quick chat check of the chat room. And I can't see. Yes. So, Heidi, there is parking near the event.
And some on site as well.
Some on site. Is the one that's not on site, is that paid parking?
No, it's just roadside parking.
Yeah. Okay.
On the nearby roads, fairly close.
First come, first serve. That's right. That's right, Ben, the penguins cam.
Yeah, penguins, yeah. That's on the island, the penguins.
Right.
Where the webcam is. Yep.
Fantastic. All righty. Well, if that looks like all the questions for you, lovely ladies, so thank you very much. Don't go anywhere. Hang around with me for the rest of the show. Sure. Thank you very much for all the information and the exclusive.
Yeah. We were very excited.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you were. Yeah, absolutely. Did a lot go into organising that, or were they kind of already planning?
Triggerfish, our he's our contact with HQ, organised that.
Right, okay.
But I'm not sure how much trouble he went to.
Yeah.
I don't know what was involved. Yeah.
Right, okay, then that's all good. Oh, dear. Okay, so let me just checking on my wheel of names entries here. Okay. Okay, so let's move on here. You are welcome, Janine. Thank you very much, Heather and Scramping.
Hi, Janine.
And I can't remember if we asked this question.
Yes, we do know which letters are coming. Do you want names?
names.
So just, we have JT Coffee and Geocaches. Geocaches? I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Okay.
Geocaches. Geocaches.
Oh, well, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, then. Thank you very much. All righty. So let's move on from the topic tonight, and we will get on to the photo comp.
Do you think I've got a chance, do you reckon? What for? How about the calendar photo of the month? Let's see this month's winner.
Thank you very much, SMS. Alrighty, and this month's photo comp winner is... Let me just find it on my list. Pa-dum! Alrighty, Joe Brock, who is joining us live. Oh, from Chook and Chung, that's awesome. All righty, Joe. You have won the photo comp for October 2023. So your picture will be in the 2025 calendar. No. Yeah, 2024 calendar, but the last one in the 2024 calendar. So this picture here is from GC348KF, and it's on the Murray to Mountains Rail Trail, which is in northeast Victoria. So we've got a lovely picture of signing the log on the Murray to Mountains Rail Trail in northeast Victoria. So congratulations, Joe. Your photo will be in the 2024 calendar. So thank you very much for submitting that one. Let me just get rid of that one there for you. Okay, don't forget, if you have a photo you would like to share, you can do so. The November photo comp is currently this one here that is on Facebook now. Yeah, that one. That one there is pinned to the top of the Facebook page. Just look for that picture there and go to the comments, pop your photo in, put in the GC code, the title, a little bit of a story if you've got one. If it's not your photo, make sure you get permission from the photo owner before you submit. And then while you're there, why not vote? Just vote for another one that you like. It's all good. Vote for another favorite. You can give it a like, a love, a laugh, whatever you like. All counts. So, quick update as well for our travel bug race. Now, I haven't had a chance to update the picture here, but the GDU Goes to Sweden version 2, that one is TB9E7VK. So you can follow that one along at TB9E7VK. That mission for that travel bug is to go from me here in Australia over to Patrick of the Geocaching Founded podcast in Sweden. We released these ones, when was it? Beginning of 2022. So beginning of 2022, my first version got lost and I have released a second one. It has managed to get to Stockholm and I believe it was within 100 kilometers of Patrick, but has been grabbed by a lackey. So it's now on its way over to Seattle, to headquarters. So I am waiting with a bated breath to see some pictures of the TB in headquarters. And I know, Hev, you can attest to how awesome headquarters is.
Yep, went there, just there doing stuff. Oh, actually, the screen that they have there is amazing. Mm. You look at that and every time someone logs, it shows, except it goes so fast you can't see them. Sometimes they'll bring up one particular one, but I didn't see any logging from Australia. Oh. I was looking.
That's probably wrong time of day.
I'm sure they were there. Oh, it probably was the middle of the night.
Oh, someone had hashing for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, dear. So mine hasn't been logged over in headquarters yet, so I will keep my eye out for that and see if I can grab some photos for you. But Patrick also set one off. So it is Founded Podcast Goes to Australia. So it's heading from roughly Stockholm over to me here in Australia. This one is TB9JA1W. That's TB9JA1W if you want to follow its journey. It has ping-ponged around Europe and done all sorts of exciting things, been to events and things like that, had a quick stop over in the Philippines and then made its way back on down to Australia. It has spent a bit of time up in Queensland and it is now down in New South Wales, just west of Wollongong. I think it's roughly in the area where the 2019 Mega was. Wollongong. So it is, I want to say like 300 kilometres away from me, so I'm just waiting for it to get a little bit closer so it's not a 3.5-hour drive, and then I will race down and grab it. Now, whoever wins, whoever gets there first is going to get some merch from the other person. So looks like Patrick wins, so it looks like I'm going to be sending him some GDU merch. Oh, how terrible. So that's cool. So that's exciting. So that one's really close. So I'm keeping my eye on that one. Don't you worry. And we'll see how we go with that. Now, what else have we got? So that's that one. Let's get on to the prizes. Hey, everyone waits for the prizes. So let's get on to some prizes.
Hi, PCE. It's Allied Oz here in Whadjuk Noongar country, also known as Perth, Western Australia. My friend and yours, John and Di from geostuff.com.au, have some prizes for you. Very generous, as they are every month. Let's see what they are.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Thank you, Isopeta. I was getting all muddled. So Clearwaters was in Queen Bien, which is the outskirts of Canberra. So the one that was in Wollongong, that's where it is. And Roddy C, you made it in late. Better late than never. You're just in time for the prizes. All righty. So let me pop this up on the screen, seeing as we do have some late arrivals here. Now I've got to find it. There it is. So you can go to tinyurl, and I'll pop it in the chat room as well, tinyurl.com/GDU wheel. Actually, I'll pop the whole lot in there for you. The key word is Adelaide, capital A. It is case sensitive as well. It is case sensitive as well, so make sure it is a capital A. Pop in your entries. They will be closing soon. You need to be watching live to win. This will not be available once the show ends. So that is that there. Let me show you actually what we're going to be playing for tonight. So prize number one and prize number two, as I've got two of these to give away. Thank you very much to the geostuff.com.au store. John and Di very generously giving away Signal the Frog Mini Plus plush. Put my teeth back in. Two of these are going to be given away tonight. So the first two draws will be for those. So let me just check my little spreadsheet here. Make sure everybody is in. Okay. Oh, they're still coming in. Okay, great. Thank you. Let me just pop your names in. And I've gone a little bit cray-cray on the colours this evening, so this might be a little bit howdy-do for us all. Alrighty, so let's get started. I'm just going to... No, I'm not going to do that, otherwise I can't see where I am. So let me just share my screen. There it is. Share, and here we go. Alrighty, let's just have a quick... I know it's spinning and a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I can't read that.
Julie, yes, you are on there, Julie. Never fear, your name is here. dear. Oh, another late one. Let me just pop you in there. Alrighty, so let's get started. So what I'm going to do, ladies, if you are still with me, I will get you... Fabulous. if you want to give me a little countdown, I will get this wheel spinning.
Three, five.
Oh, we're doing five? Yeah.
Maybe we should four, practice this.
Three, two, one, spin.
Yeah. Who's it going to be? Get out of town. Yeehaw. All righty. So, Chamed, you have won a plush toy. Congratulations. Okay, you have been removed from the wheel. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Unbelievable. All righty.
Oh, a new thing.
We'll just backtrack a little here. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the Wheel of Names. See what happens when you give an idiot a toy? Oh, dearie me. Oh, dear. All righty. So we'll do another round. So congratulations, Shamed. You have won one of those plush toys. And ladies, if you want to give me another quick little countdown, we'll spin for again.
Five, four, three, two, one, spin.
Woohoo! Off we go. Scuzzy Bear. Yay. Good job, the Scuzzy Bear. Another
she
one on my...
Yeah, she did.
She oh, really? There you go.
On the chat, she said she needed one of them.
Oh, well, congratulations. You've got one. That's awesome. So for those who missed it, you have just won. Now I'm scrolling too fast. There you go. A mini plush, Signal the Frog. Thank you very much, John and Di from geostuff.com.au for all your geocaching supplies. Head to geostuff.com.au. Alrighty, you got mini plush on your way. Now, next set of prizes is from the lovely ladies here, Hev Walker and Scramping. Do you want to give us a quick little overview of these little humdingers?
Well, these are our path tags, the mega Great Leap Forward path tags. The Great Leap Forward bit is in glitter, so it's sparkly. The first one is our Leo the Leaping Frog, our mascot. Then we have the frog leaning against the balls, the mole's balls. Then he's it's Leo pointing with Colonel Light statue, who's pointing. And then we've got him crossing the Adelaide Bridge to the Adelaide Oval, and then he's looking at the cathedral in Adelaide.
Oh, okay. Then so
our back, the South Australian back for our partags.
Ah, okay. Then cool. So some significant sites of Adelaide. Yeah.
Some iconic sites in Adelaide.
Yeah. Iconic.
Yeah. And our frog.
Yeah. And for people that don't know what the Mall's balls are, we have two very big silver balls, one sitting on top of the other, down Rundle Mall.
I didn't think that people wouldn't know what
people
that was.
Know what Mall's balls was. But they have been iconic
for decades.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Oh, that's cool. I was wondering where the balls came from.
It's the meeting spot. Everyone goes, oh, we'll meet you at the Mall's Balls.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. I like it. All righty. So let me just check and see a couple of more names. All righty. Okay, so pop them in there. And when you're ready, girls, I'll get another countdown from you. We're playing for a set of those five part tags, mega part tags.
Five, four, three, two, one, spin!
Woo! Oh, congratulations, Nelsarama. That's awesome. You won another prize, two in a row, last month and this month. Quick, go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All righty. Congratulations, Nelsarama. So let me just pop that back on the screen. So you have won a set of the mega part tags. So there's five in that set there. And we've got another set to give away. So just check one more time. Yep, we're all good. And ladies, if you want to give me another countdown for the last set of part tags.
Five,
four, three, two, one,
spin!
Woohoo! The bug. The bug in Queensland. That's great. Another Patreon. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much for watching live and popping your name in there. So let me just get rid of you there. All righty. So we have got Sharmad, you have won a plush Signal the Frog. Scuzzy Bear, you have also won a Signal the Frog, which Santa must have heard you because you won. dear Nelsarama, you have won a set of five mega part tags for the Great Leap Forward, and the Bug in Queensland, you have also won a set of part tags. So congratulations to the winners. That is awesome.
Congratulations.
That's exciting. dear. That's great. Awesome. All righty. Well, let's get on to now I've moved all of my notes out of the way. I'm out of whack. There you go. So big congratulations to all the winners tonight. Thank you for joining live. As I say, I know you're going to love your prizes. I already know someone loves their prizes. That's awesome. So don't forget, if you enjoyed tonight's show, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss a show. You will get reminders on Facebook and YouTube when we are going live, so make sure you hit the notification bell so you don't miss out. If you want to get in contact with me, you can do so through any of the socials. We are on Facebook, Instagram. It's now called X, but it was Twitter. You know, so it's all at Geocaching Down Under. You'll be able to find us there. Big, massive thanks to our sponsors. So big thank you to LK Consulting Group, geostuff.com.au and See My Shell, who are official sponsors of the podcast. Thank you very much for your support. Also like to give a quick shout out to the Patreons of the show who also donate financially each month.
PCE and the GDU family. Now, just like this tree has a big trunk to support its leaves and branches, You too can support this particular podcast on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/GDU podcast. Links are in the description below. And you too can be one of the main supporters of this channel for as little as $3 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. This is C. Michelle. Thanks for watching or listening. I'm over and out.
That is awesome. So thank you very much to our Patreons. Let me put that up on the screen here for you. So our Patreons are C. Michelle, Kitty Catch, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tom Cats, Julie, Darren Archer, Captain Roverman, DGY73, Wollaston, Bange 5150, Found It Podcast all the way from Sweden, Team Casho, Hev Walker, James0116, Darkside Dan, Scramping as well, Mighty Minions, Lee737, Geo Joe, Tattooed Squared, Contester, Gliss, Allied Oz, Cosmonaut97, Isopeter, Oz Glory, Pilot Jen. We've also got Roddy C, late but not too late. Young Old Fella also joining us live. Tank Engine Choo Choo. Bernie H is also joining us live. Green Cordial, Chook and Chunk, congratulations on the win. Ben M70, Strange Trousers. Shorefoot24 also joining live. De Humbug, congratulations on the win. Datsun 1600, Scuzzy Bear, congratulations on the win. Bucko Raider, No Angel, and Froggy Pancakes, my two newest Patreons. So thank you very, very much. Much to the patrons. If you'd like to become a Patreon, you can support us on Patreon. Just go to www.patreon.com/GDU podcast. You can donate, as SMS said there in the video, you can donate as little as $3 a month. There are three different tiers, so you can check those out and see what you would like to do. So thank you, everyone, for being here live. Thank you if you're watching the replay or if you're listening to it on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch the replay on YouTube or Facebook. That will be up straight after the show finishes. Big thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to the Patreons. Thank you to you for tuning in and listening or watching every month and making this show interesting and chucking your questions into the chat room. And I'd like to give a big thanks to Hev Walker and Scramping for coming on the show tonight. Thank you very much, ladies. And don't forget to have a great night, and we will see you on the 12th of December. And I am PCE from GDU, and it's been fun. And remember to get lost to get found. Get lost to get found. Geocaching down under. Get lost to get found.